So we're going to jump into what is for me the most intensive, more involved self-empathy method that I know. And I'm going to start by just demonstrating the process. It's called Mackenzie Rapp Self-Empathy Worksheet. Get a piece of paper. And on your piece of paper, you could have three columns. And the first column would be judgments. And the second column would be feelings. And the third would be needs. So three columns, judgments, feelings, and needs. And what I'd like you to do is just, so witness my process. And I want you to notice how I move between those three categories of judgment, feeling, and need. And especially, I want you to start noticing a pattern. And what you might notice is that I start out with judgment, feeling, and need, and then I flip back to judgment again. And I go across, and then I flip back to judgment again. That's why it's called the wrap. It's wrapping between those three categories sort of over and over. And think of it like a spiral going down, farther down into my own feelings. Think of it that way. And notice, start to notice some things, like notice the tenor of my voice change, or my posture, or the way I'm holding myself change. You might notice my voice, like maybe when 1 minute I'm talking about myself and the next minute I'm talking about someone else, and then I come back to talking about myself. So my voice, you might notice some things like that. So I have to figure out what I'm going to give myself empathy for. I try to pick a topic for when I demonstrate that I haven't done myself, so it's not all figured out. And I've got two that are up for me, and I'm going to tell you both of them in hopes that if I tell you both of them, I'll know instantly which one to go with. So one of them is I turned 60 today. And the other, so I've got all kinds of stuff coming up around that. And the other is that I have physical pain that I've been dealing with since July that continues to be an issue for me. And it's kind of up right now. I'm feeling it right now. So those are the two things. So I'm going to talk about the physical pain. I have the most fear about talking about the physical pain, which is why I was trying to avoid, but I'm just going to jump in. So I'm just going to close my eyes, kind of get settled in my chair. This is about just getting myself ready for this. And I really think it's important because I just never know what's going to come out. And the first judgment that comes out makes me think that maybe these two issues are related. So the judgment is, boy, you're in for it now. This thing has been going on and on and on, and now you're 60, and now you're kind of heading downhill. It is, it's all related. So how do I feel about that? Well, I feel kind of amused about that, and scared both, amused and scared. And my needs are choice and wholeness, peace. Oh, I am so sick of this pain. I'm noticing myself wanting to censor, and I really don't want to censor my voice. And so I'm just going to go with my inner voice and hoping that you can trust that I don't talk like that outside my inner voice. And I'm only doing that because I'm demonstrating. So here we go. Fucking pain. I'm so sick of this pain. I am so sick of having to focus so much there. There are other things I want to be focused on. And I'm mad. I'm mad and I'm scared and I'm hurting. And I'm wanting peace, relief, hope, choice. I want to understand this. I want to have something I can do to make it better. And the judgment is, well, there is nothing. That's what everybody tells you. Just be with it. And then that makes me mad again. Ugh. That's so passive. So I'm mad. Yeah, I'm sad. And my need is like a kind of surrender and grace. Yeah, and the judgment is, oh boy, you're not walking your talk. You're not doing this very gracefully. You could have been a better example. Oh, that really annoys me, that voice. You could have been a better example. Oh. Yeah, and the need is for self-acceptance. And peace. Yeah, it feels like I'm fighting it, and so then I'm fighting me, and that is really confusing. Confusing. I want to be in sync. I want to be softer about this. And trust that it will run its course. And I want nurturing. Oh, I'm wanting a soft place to land, and everywhere hurts. Relief. And honestly, if I was alone, I would just rest here for quite a while. I would just really go with the grief that's coming up. And because right now it is soft. Right this moment, there's softness here. So I'm just going to see if there's any other judgments that want to come up. You should have done this sooner, is the judgment. And I do feel amused by that. I know that voice. Wanting to be heard and care. Yeah, I agree. I should have done this sooner. So I guess what's happening inside of me is just like a kind of reconciliation, I guess you'd say. So I would just stay in and be quiet if I was alone, but I'm going to come out and just sort of try to explain. The reconciliation is, it's like there's been this war between my body and me, like this fight between us. And the reconciliation is just, this place is unpleasant, and it's also okay, and I have a sense that there's a desire for more attention, I guess is what I'd say. So I'm just going to pause for a minute, allow myself to get grounded back in the group.